This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lynn, Roshan and Noel. Now, if you're working and spending more time at home these days, here's your chance to overhaul your eating habits. So find out how to boost your immune system with good nutrition and find new ways to exercise and stay active without running into crowds. In our first webinar, find out how you can improve your eating habits and fitness regime during this COVID-19 pandemic. Join our conversation with experts on Facebook Live today from 12 to 12:30 p.m. But right now, we're taking a look at the subject of the states in Borneo, because several weeks ago, Dato' Sri Shafiq Abdal's name was raised as a potential candidate for Prime Minister under Pakatan Harapan, and he has since come out to clarify his position on several issues.
So while the proposal appears to have taken a back seat, the Sabah Chief Minister has since come out to clarify his position on several issues, including the state of racism in Malaysia, his stance against race-based politics, and also shared his ambitions for making Borneo an economic hub.
So he cited Borneo's abundant resources, geographically strategic location as factors which could help them compete. But the question is whether or not positioning Borneo as an economic hub is feasible. To give us more insight, this morning we speak to Dr. Firdausi Sofian, Senior Lecturer in Public Policy at UiTM Sabah. Thanks so much for joining us, Dr. Firdausi. Now, Dato' Sri Shafiq Abdal has mooted this possibility of Borneo as a new economic hub for Malaysia. In your view, how much of that proposition is political rhetoric and how much of it is actually feasible?
Hi, good morning, Lynn. Well, if you look at the proposal, obviously, it is feasible, even though it is ambitious. But we do have, in Sabah do have the ingredient to become an economic hub, because we are the fifth main contributor to the country's GDP, which is around 6 to 6.5%. We contribute 56% of the natural resources to the country. And in terms of agriculture, we are the second highest after Sarawak. And then in terms of geographical factor, we are very close to the emerging market, which is China, Australia, South Korea, and Japan. But to become an economic hub, we have to look beyond this ingredient that we have, the geographical factor that we have too, because what matters to become an economic hub is what you produce. Basically, what we need is economic structural change. This is much more important than having those ingredients, what I've said just now, all the resources that we have. If we continue to become, for the past three decades, Sabah economy always focused on resource extractive activities. Now, this is in economics what they call a Dutch disease. So, because you only extract resources and then after that you export. Basically, diversification does not really, it's quite limited in Sabah. So, this is the problem. So, if we want to become an economic hub, diversification from our natural resources matters. And the development of downstream industries is very important too. So to become economic hub, though is ambitious, but is still doable if we have an industrial policy. When I say industrial policy, you must have a coherent and strategic policy. Now, to be honest, for the past 15 years, looking at the Sabah economic development, well, I guess this government, at least, they come up with an explicit policy saying that, explicit statement saying that they want to industrialize the state, number one. Number two, they want to become an economic hub. Well, until today, even though, to be fair with the current government, they just elected for 2 years and there's so many political, happening currently. We have yet seen any industrial policy being formulated. Well, I guess they're still in process, but to become an economic hub, well, this is crucial.
What is Sabah's main stumbling block to put in place an industrial plan? Is it corruption? Is it poverty? Is it the fact that they just have such a big state that it's almost impossible to develop?
All right, all this there's a lot of research that come up, all interesting findings saying that this state is they have a lot of patronage, the breath and the death is just quite worrisome. And then, yes, poverty and then unemployment, we are the highest in the state. Poverty is also highest in the state with the new revised PLI is the highest, 14.9%. But all these are the byproduct of not having an institutional reform. Because when you want to execute a policy, well, you need an institutional reform. Because there's a lot of constraint, basically, because there is no a strategic and coherent collaboration with the government and also private sector. Now, if you look at when we come up with an industrial policy, right? So, the proponent of neoliberal, you know, all these market-based economies would argue that, look, you have to let the market dictate. So what we learned last time is that when we let the market dictate, so we depend on tourism so much. So our tourism currently is around 39.8% in the GDP of total of service industry is 44%. And out of that, 39.8 is based on tourism industry. So what tourism is good is one of those cash cow industry, right? But tourism is so volatile because it depends on the external factor. Now, when we have a pandemic-led crisis like COVID, so what happened to Sabah? Because we put we put all our eggs in one basket. So we cannot do that, right? So we need some... So what we need right now is a collaboration which the state government, together with this is the key part, the government-linked company, they have to collaborate with the private sector and they have to orchestrate and come out with a direction where they want to go if they want to become an economic hub. But basically, they all know, you know, if you look at most of the statement from the government, they always talk about downstream industry is very limited. Diversification is very limited. Now, you know the problem, you acknowledge the problem, now you have to come up with a policy. Now you have to give a direction where we want to go. Now to give a direction where you want to go, the government and also the government-linked company is crucial to give a big push and also direction. Now, if you want to bring foreign direct investment or a private investment, so this investor, they don't simply just look at... They don't simply look at, all right, you have these resources, you have that capability, but I don't see much of this government investment, the domestic investment in certain particular area. So the government need to give a direction.
Doctor, right, Sarawak has been successful in attracting FDI because of the Sarawak Corridor Renewable Energy, known as SCORE. Is this something that can be replicated further across the whole of East Malaysia in order to build it up as an economic hub?
Yeah, we do have Sabah Development Corridor as well. It was introduced back in 2005. This model basically started back in 2005. Where they come out with, they divide the state to several strategic sectoral development, right? Well, I guess that was 15 years ago. But now we need an new economic model to recalibrate what have been set. Because previously, they were talking about logistics, they were talking about agriculture. It's more on a very connecting and also make sure the value chain is there. Well, I guess that is really good. But now when we talk about after post-COVID, right? And then we know that unemployment is high. We know poverty rate is high. Uneven income distribution is one of the most uneven state in Malaysia. So, right? And also the expansions of SME is quite limited. So what you need is to expand the market. Now we know that Kalimantan is coming up, even though they postponed the proposal. But, you know, Borneo, Sabah is a very strategic area in Borneo. It's close to Kalimantan, it's close to Sarawak. So what we can do is to come out with, like I said just now, what SDC did is to enhance the downstream industry, especially in oil and gas and also utility.
Thank you so much for speaking with us, Dr. Firdausi. That was Dr. Firdausi Sufian, Senior Lecturer in Public Policy at UITM Sabah, giving us his gauge of the feasibility of Borneo as an economic hub in Malaysia, as proposed by Dato' Sri Shafiq Abdal. But right now we have the 8 o'clock news bulletin coming up for you, and then up next to the Breakfast Grill, where Roshan Kanesan speaks with Kome Lee, CEO of Golden Screen Cinemas. Stay tuned for that after the news. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.